tag team win, and what I see is a team that's definitely on the rise. We're playing off of each other. All three phases are helping us win. Okay, defensively, you can't say enough about the way you guys are playing. Offensively, to end the game like that, I don't care what the score is, with the ball. That's the physical offense. Special teams has contributed big time to this deal. The deal is this, though, okay? Remember, it only gets harder the more you win. So you got to keep putting the work in during the week, guys. It's paying off. The practices are paying off. The extra film work, taking care of your bodies, it's paying off, okay? Now, last week or 2 weeks ago, I said sweats. We were on the road. Last week, I said, see you Wednesday. This week, what do you think? See you Wednesday!
We've been doing it by playing together.
Yes, sir.
A group of brothers going out there every single week, laying it on the line for each other. Texans on three. One, two, three, Texans!
And welcome back. Joining me now, as promised, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. We are still coming off the high of four consecutive wins for these Houston Texans.
And it's feeling pretty good, isn't it? Four games in a row. Hey, I love this. This reminds me of 3 years ago, last time they had a winning streak this long. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. And boy, you have to really start, and a huge credit goes out to the Houston Texans defense. We knew that the Saints offense and Drew Brees was going to be a tall order, but they made it look pretty easy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, you know, a lot of hard work went into it, of course, Patty, but holding the Saints without a touchdown for the first time in 10 years, the first time ever in the Peyton Drew Brees era, that is phenomenal stuff. They pitched a shutout in the second half. This defense is on fire now, a huge reason why the team has won four straight.
Well, and so much really credit has went to that front seven, JJ with a couple more sacks and Clowney getting out there and getting some pressure. But the secondary with the return of Kareem Jackson really was going to be kind of interesting because I think some chemistry had been developed before he got back.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. Of course, you want Kareem back out on the field. But, boy, he came back and it all came together and he stepped up in a big
way. Well, I think he's part of the chemistry, though. Even when he wasn't in there, he's one of the brothers back there. And they say they're playing like brothers, okay? J.J. Watt said that after the game. So it's like a family. That's what you want. You want that kind of chemistry. And what they're doing, I notice these things now. I'm not John Harris, but I notice they're getting pressure with four guys. When you're able to get pressure with four players up front, that means the entire defensive backfield has a big advantage because you have more guys back there to make plays. Kareem's one of them. It's a good thing.
Well, I had a chance to catch up with Kareem and talk about the big play he made, as well as start looking forward to the Buffalo Bills.
With a flips right. Brees gets the snap. They try the screen to Graham, and he's brought down at the feet by Kareem Jackson. Welcome back, Kareem. It's a loss of one.
Let's go back to last week after missing a few weeks with the injury. Coming back, obviously, you being able to come back and come up with a big play. Just sort of take us through that game and what it meant to you.
It meant a lot. You know, like you said, just to be out, you know, the past couple weeks, I think it was five including the bye, but you know, just to get back out there with the guys, you know, guys, you know, did a great job of, you know, the next guy stepping in, and you know, the guys are playing really well, and for me to come back and, you know, just to help them and, you know, be a piece to the puzzle to go out and, you know, compete with the guys and help get a win, you know, was definitely awesome for me.
Were you able to learn anything from watching?
I think you know, you know, just as a competitor and as a student of the game, you know, there's always times where, you know, it's something new you can learn, you know, just kind of standing from the side and watching, you know, spectating, you know, watching the guys, you know, go out and compete and stuff. So, I think I learned, you know, I learned quite a bit.
What would you say about what you saw from, you know, Kevin Johnson being able to step in as a rookie, kind of fill in? And is there maybe a silver lining to that, some experience he gained, some maybe chemistry that was developed out there with you not being there, so when your return comes back, you're that much deeper?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, Kevin stepped right in, and, you know, Kevin been playing, you know, great all season and kind of carried himself like a veteran. You know, I mean, like I said, he stepped in, you know, he made some big plays, you know, and communication-wise, you know, he's there on the same page with the guys. You know, it'll definitely help him progress and, you know, his game and, you know, to take it to that next level as a player, you know. And, you know, for us all to, you know, be on the same page, you know, once I finally did come back last week, you know, definitely help us as a team. Like you said, definitely a good thing. If we can be deep in our room, it's always great to be deep at the DB spot.
We've talked so many times over the last couple of weeks about this defense really turning a corner as a whole. as a secondary, and you mentioned, used the words taking it to another level, do you feel like that corner has not only been turned, but that the secondary as a unit is at a pretty high level at this point?
Yeah, I think so. As a whole, our group, we know what's expected of us. You know, we hold ourselves to high expectations, and you know, for us to be playing at this level that we're playing at now, you know, it's almost like, I don't want to say finally, but it's just how we expect ourselves to play. You know, we've been playing together for quite some time with a couple of new guys here and there, but we expect to go out every Sunday and have a great performance each and every time we're out there on the field, because we know we're capable of that as a group. If our communication is on point and everybody's doing the little things, paying attention to the little details, we can always go out on Sundays and be successful.
Take us through the interception, because there's a lot going on. You got the interception. You got a little help getting up. A little block by JB at the back end.
This is just one of those things where, in that situation in the red zone, defensively, we pride ourselves on somebody stepping up and making a play. And, fortunately, I had a chance to make a play. And, I just kind of got a good read on it. And I had to, lay out for it and make a catch. And, I was able to do that. And like you said, Andre, kind of was like, get up. And, got up and I was able to get some good return yardage.
Sunday, it is the Buffalo Bills, the task at hand. Sammy Watkins, Tyrod Taylor, what are the challenges that tandem and that offense poses for you?
A lot of speed. Sammy Watkins is a guy that can definitely stretch the field. He's capable of the big play, catch and run plays. Like I say, a lot of speed. Tyrod Taylor, he's elusive as well. He can beat you with his legs as well, as well as passing. So, for us, and they also have LeSean McCoy, so we definitely want to try to, stop the run, with McCoy early, and try to get him in passing situations and, keep the deep ball off us and, hopefully we can make some plays defensively.
So great to hear from Kareem. And no longer do we talk about how things got started in his career in 2010. He's such an established veteran now, Pat. He signed the contract extension in the offseason.
Well, you heard him talking about Tyrod Taylor and Sammy Watkins and really the speed they have and what this offense poses challenge-wise for the defense. Just your thoughts on this team.
Yeah, it is big stuff. I mean, you're looking at Watkins. Charles Clay, the tight end, no one to overlook either. Tyrod Taylor's got a lot of weapons to work with. And I think this guy, Tyrod Taylor, is an inspirational story in this league because he was a backup for half a decade under Joe Flacco and kind of left for dead as far as what his starting prospects could be. And here he is in Buffalo doing a nice job. And not only is he throwing it well, he can run with the football as well, Patty. He's run for a lot of yards this year. You got to watch out for him. Those defensive backs we talked about, they got to have their heads turned, ready to go in case the quarterback bails out of the pocket and makes yards that way.
Well, and Brian Hoyer did make a nice return after the concussion this last week, but he's going up against now, along with the Texans running game has to continue, going up against the Rex Ryan defense.
Yeah, and I think with Hoyer, this is a really big game because remember, against Cincinnati on the road a few weeks ago, they had trouble getting the offense going. The defense played great. They scored the one touchdown with T.J. Yates. Hoyer and the offense, they have to figure out a way to get some points on the board early in this one. I think it's too much to ask to put the clamps on. Another touchdownless game for the opponent. Go ahead, try to get the early lead. The fans in Buffalo are really frustrated after a couple of consecutive losses. You need to find a way to get it going early. Hoyer has to be accurate. Now they're on the road. Communication is more difficult. Let's see how they handle it.
All right, we've taken our time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll head out in the community and talk a little fantasy. Stay with us.